Bats have a bit of an image problem. You probably saw some scary bat decorations this Halloween week. But bat enthusiasts say bats are actually very helpful animals, saving farmers in the Ohio Valley region alone hundreds of millions of dollars simply by eating harmful insects. As Nicole Irwin reports, now bats need some human help to halt a deadly disease.
Naturalists at the Land Between the Lakes Woodland Nature Station in western Kentucky are using a bat detector to scan for chatter.
I'm not picking anything up.
It isn't a surprise. Most bats in the region are settling in for hibernation. But there's another reason it might be a little quiet. Bats in the area have been hit hard by a fungus that is traveling from the East Coast across the U.S. This white nose syndrome has affected three species, particularly in the Ohio Valley region: the little brown bat, the tricolored bat, and the northern long-eared bat. The fungus kills hibernating bats by interrupting this dormant stage.
We got actually sound here of a big brown bat hunting in an open field. This is the ultrasonic sounds, things that we can't hear.
John Pulpiter is lead naturalist at the Nature Station. He says the bat you hear is broadcasting to locate insects to eat. In an effort to provide more bat-friendly habitats, the station has set up 36 boxes across the state park. These bat houses, thanks to awareness campaigns like Bat Week, are becoming popular, says Pulpiter.
Since my time here in the 20 years, bats have made the biggest turnaround. More people come to the Nature Station with less fear and more interest. And they're asking us for those bat house designs because they would like to put one in their house to encourage natural insect control.
According to Bat Conservation International, that insect control can translate into billions of dollars of savings for farmers each year.
It's kind of hard to think about how an animal really impacts your life.
That's Michaela Jemison, Communication and Public Engagement Director for Bat Conservation International. She says a decline of bats in North America could lead to agricultural losses estimated at more than $3.7 billion a year. In Kentucky, Jemison says the roughly 5 million acres of farmed land equates to $374 million worth of natural insecticide.
So in Ohio, we have about 9 million acres worth of agricultural land, and that equates to around $740 million of agricultural value.
And nearly $51 million in pest control services are contributed by bats in West Virginia. Jemison says the awareness that Bat Week brings will help researchers explore new survival methods for bats fighting the fungal threat. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Land Between the Lakes, Kentucky.